Hello and welcome. I'm Richard de Vetgrauwe and this is episode 124, titled Drying Herbs. Now, coming up today, I've got the usual diary, basically what's been happening over the past week. Then I've got a little product review that I will discuss. I will be putting a blog post about this on Wednesday. But I'm just going to give you a bit of a heads up about that on the podcast. Then following on from that, it's going to be the main subject of the week, which I've really struggled to come up with and decide what to do this week. In fact, as I was kind of going through my show notes and this evening, is when I finally came across the inspiration just by looking out across and thinking what I've done this last week. And obviously that's going to be about drying herbs. So, firstly, the diary. During the week, it's been a case of popping down the allotment, doing a bit of weeding, doing a bit of watering, then coming home and doing the same at home. And that's all I've really done in the evenings. I was on call over the weekend, but Saturday I did have a bit of time at home. So I harvested lots of raspberries and quite a few blueberries. I then harvested and dried a few herbs, which I'll be discussing in a bit. I also tended to my IKEA hydroponic set. Now, I've put this on the YouTube videos and testing it out. I'm sure I would have talked about this on the podcast, but this kit I've had for a while. I've been playing around with it and seeing what it's like over the last few weeks. I've sown some lettuce, and they were up and growing quite quickly. Just keeping an eye on them, adding more watering as needed. And over the next few days, we'll be moving on to the next stage, and I'll come back and discuss that next week. Now, Sunday, I went down the allotment, and I went down there early as I was on call. I thought I'd get down and do some work before any of my get into work. And I say early, well, for me, it is kind of early. I was there at 8, so my old allotment, I used to get there earlier, but first thing I'd done, I was cooking up a breakfast. Just wanted to do that. And then I started cleaning and tidying my little shed. It was in dire need. I was struggling to open the door. When I did open the door, it was just full of stuff. So I basically pulled everything out. I got rid of things that I haven't used and don't see using. Basically anything that hasn't been used in the last year kind of went. Although there was things like netting and stuff still in a box, but I do use that for peas, so I kept hold of that. And just a few examples anyway. I then set about weeding the raspberry bed, and that was in a terrible condition. I've weeded that so many times this year, and it just gets worse and worse, I swear. There was a lot of bindweed in amongst it. It's a long way to go still, but I've made up my mind in winter it's going to be dug out. I keep saying it, I know, but I really am deciding that now. I then done some more weeding and some more watering. I then harvested some southern white garlic, some cabbage, a courgette, red currants and black currants, raspberries and quite a few peas. Now in the raspberries, I noticed there were some small bugs in the raspberries. I've done a bit of research and I believe this to be raspberry beetle, and there's no real organic cure for these. The best thing the recommendation they say is to let birds get in there in the winter to try and dig them all out. So that's what I will be doing this winter. I then went on and planted out some of my spare tomato plants. These were a lot of a gardener's delight ones. And some cannelloni beans. We'll see how these two get on as it was a bit late. But we'll see. I also planted out my super 2-in-1 PSB kale, which I have no idea what it actually is, but we'll keep an eye on it and see what it becomes. And I also planted out some of my Brussels sprout that I've sown, and we'll see how they get on. So that's the diary up to date. And at the moment, the whole time seems to be weeding and watering and not a huge amount else to do. And this is a common thing I see with you. One, because it's nice to sit back in the sun and make the most of a garden while we can and do that. Two, it's many cases a bit too hot to really work it. But that's the joys of gardening. Now, the product review. Now, this product review is for a Philips Lifelight Home that I first saw Sean James Cameron do a video review. There's been a lot of chatter about these bits of kit. And after watching Sean's video, I went online, I went to Amazon and ordered a set. I paid £20 for it. The price has gone up. When I last looked, it was £25. At the time, there was many places that were doing special deals, such as Home Bargains and Groupon, but I haven't been able to find any of those. However, £20 Amazon, I was pretty happy with based on what I saw. Now, this bit of kit is basically a solar-powered light system, and I feel it's ideal for sheds, particularly allotments. It consists of a 4-watt solar panel, a battery pack with a USB charger port, and two LED hanging pendant lights. I know, I will admit, I was expecting this before last week's podcast and thought I was going to talk about it last week, but the seller sent out the wrong item. And they actually sent me out a Philips Lifelight, which is basically just a solar-powered lamp. I contacted them, and they sent me the correct item. That arrived. But they also said I could keep the incorrect item. So I've actually got two sets of lights, which I can't complain about. These are then plugged into... wrong there, let's go back a bit. Now I've got the correct item, the Lifelight Home, set up in my potting shed. I'll leave it. Installation is actually very easy. The solar panel goes on the roof and screwed down, but I haven't actually screwed it down at the moment. You then take the wire coming from the solar panel and run it inside to the battery unit, which ideally would be placed near the door, as this is also has the switches to turn the lights on. The two lights are simply hung up on the hooks that are supplied, and you can adjust the height and things like that. Now, if you don't have anywhere to hang them, it's simple enough to put a hook in them. It's pretty plain sailing, really. All the bits are plugged into the battery pack, and there's about 4 meters on each lead, so there's plenty of room, plenty of tight leadage, so that's well thought about. The battery actually arrived with enough power just to test, and turning on the light is as easy as pushing a little button on the battery pack. The lights have different brightness settings achieved by pressing a button however many times. There's three different settings, so for the highest setting you would push a button 3 times. And each light has an independent switch. Now the maximum output of the bulbs is 150 lumen, which is pretty bright. Bearing in mind you have two of them, that's pretty good. Now I tested out the brightness by going to my shed after dark. It's about 10:30 at night, because it doesn't get dark till 9, and turned it on. And I gotta say, I was impressed. It was bright enough to work in, see comfortably, and what have you. It was pretty good. The manufacturers claim the light will stay on for up to 40 hours, but this is just using one light on its lowest settings. But according to manufacturers' claims, on both lights on their highest settings, it will last for 5 hours. So you've got somewhere between 5 hours and 40 hours on a full charge. And that is plenty, I think. I haven't actually been able to test the claim of how long it lasts so far, because I haven't had it dark enough or long enough, really. But this time of year, it's plenty of time. What I have tested, it is perfectly adequate. Come winter, I will be revisiting this and come back and let you know how it gets on and performs then. But for now, I'm really, really happy with this bit of kit. There are two things I would like to change. One is the buttons. They're kind of tiny and they're sunken, and they're a bit difficult to find in the dark. I would possibly like a bit more of a switch to turn it on as opposed to the buttons, and perhaps make them glow in the dark so it's easy to find. The second thing I don't like is on the battery pack there's a series of LED lights that come on when it's charging, and they basically flash along to indicate they're being charged. But when you put a light on, these also shine to indicate that how much battery power there is. There's three LEDs, I believe, so if all three are on, you've got a full charge. For me, I feel because they're always on when the lights are on, they're basically wasting electricity, and I'm not keen on that personally. I don't know what would be a better solution. Perhaps another button that you could press just to see your battery charge when you need to see it. Something like that, I guess. But overall, I think this is an ideal for sheds, particularly when there's no electricity to get to, such as an allotment. Even if you've got it in your garden shed, there's no need to run electricity to get power, so you don't need electricians and stuff like that. I'm actually going to buy a second set for the allotment, and I particularly like the USB charger port, so I can charge my phone or my GoPro or other cameras that have a USB charger. So overall, really, really happy with. I'll definitely recommend. I'm going to add an Amazon link to it. If you decide to get it, please visit this blog page for this. Click on the link and I'll get credit with a bit of commission, shall we say, for that, which would be great. If you want to read my full report on it on Wednesday, I'll put that up on Wednesday in time, with a few photos just showing how I feel it performs. Well, without out of the way, this week's main subject is drying herbs, and this is quite a short one, really. It's taken me a few years to truly get drying herbs right. But now I'm there, it's actually incredibly, incredibly simple, and I feel an idiot for what I've done. So when I first tried, I used my electric dehydrator, and this worked okay. It did dry the herbs themselves, but the herbs seemed to go brown when drying. It was a quick method and produced in a few hours, but the going brown just didn't look good. So I done a bit more research and I learned that hanging herbs in a shed seems to work. And it did. It did dry them out. However, again, it had gone brown and didn't look very nice. And it did take a bit longer to dry herbs out, particularly if the weather was cooler. So again, I went back and researched, and what I found was a problem was light. So when I was hanging them up or drying them and sunlight was getting to them, their plant was still trying to photosynthesize. It just went brown. So now what I do, I simply hang my herbs up in a little side building I have. This is on the side of a house, and we call it a bakery. And it's basically like a wooden shed built. It's on the back of our garage, side of a kitchen. It's where we keep a lot of our spare kitchen equipment and stuff we don't use regularly. And it's got quite high roof with extra pans and stuff hanging in the roof. I've also got hooks a hanging rack for drying herbs. The room is pretty dark, but the temperature does depend on the ambient. So with hot weather, it is fairly warm in there, but not too hot. Come the winter, it may be freezing cold outside. And it's a little warmer in there, but again, it's not. It's just a little insulation, and it's certainly adequate for drying herbs. So what I do, I get a cut a bundle of herbs, and rosemary is actually very good for this. And I tie the bundle together and then hang this up in the bakery. I check regularly, and when dry enough, I take them down. And it can take a day to a week to dry, but when they feel nice and crisp, you know you're there. And what I find, if I just peel all the leaves off the stalks when they're dry and pop them straight into airtight containers, such as old herb pots, they'll keep fine, absolutely fine. This method works great for preserving most herbs, but not all herbs. A bit of research online. The herbs I really do this with are rosemary, sage, oregano, or oregano, however you pronounce it, mint and thyme. And there's a few other herbs that work well for this, but they are the main ones I like to do this with. There's also a few herbs that this method doesn't work at all, and basil I've found doesn't work. Now, I've started doing this now. As I've got plenty of herbs growing, and they are ready, and by harvesting them in stages, it'll promote fresh growth on the plants, which stops herbs from going to seed quickly and plants life. So, win-win in my book. Now, I have seen some kind of what they call air dryers, which are basically a grid with on a stand that you would put on the ground and place that in the sun, and herbs will dry in the sun. I've not used one of these, and I'm unsure about them because I see light as being a problem, as I've suggested. Two, it's open to the elements such as rain and wind. So that's going to either blow them around, or if it rains, they're going to get wet, which defeats the point. And thirdly, I can see birds may come along and just pinch. But as I say, I've not tested any of them. I think I may have tried making one once and didn't really work. But if anybody out there has tested them, get in touch and let me know. So that's it for this week. If any of you have a method of drying herbs you would like to share, please get in touch and I'll share them out. Of course, if you've got any comments, suggestions, etc., etc., please get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. I really would. And until next time, please take care, and I'll speak to you then.